G'day, I'm Merc, and this is a test recording and something a little bit interesting as well. I'm just about to get into a lift. It is the 30th of May 2014. I've just had my place of employment medical, and this lift is very, very interesting.
Going up. Second.
Lower.
Going up.
Third, lower.
Going up.
Fourth, lower.
Going up. Fifth,
lower.
Going up. Sixth,
lower.
Going down. Ground
lower.
So what you just heard there was the recording of the lift in the building where I'm undergoing get my medical done in Sydney. But the funny thing about it is the inflection on the female voice. Like, the number sounded totally fine, like, first. And then how she said floor, there was a long pause in between it. And it sounded sexy, which is scary when it comes to a lift. It was like, first floor, second floor, third floor. So that was interesting. I noticed that when I came here yesterday by mistake. I was rostered here according to my roster to come here yesterday. But according to the company, I was actually rostered today. So I had to come back today. And another thing that I've noticed, and I'm glad that I found this out before I start my next adventure next week, is that instead of the 5 minutes time that one gets, or that I got during the Pack American Circle at the start of the year, for some reason I've now got 10 minutes per recording. So that will reduce slightly the number of actual recordings that I'll have to do. So that'll make things a little bit easier, give me a little bit more flexibility, but it also does keep me to a firm 10-minute timeline, which is cool. So coming up very, very soon, I am heading on a jet plane. I am heading over primarily to London via Abu Dhabi. A couple of surprises in store as well. And as usual, I'll be taking you along for the ride. Follow me on Twitter at ErkPod or contact me via Facebook. There's all the links you need are at channelerk.com and you'll be able to keep in contact. It's a slightly shorter trip this time, basically from the 3rd of June up until the 28th of June. I'll be adding a hockey weekend to the end of that. And speaking of hockey, I have a new hockey podcast called Irk to the Penalty Box that you can find at irktothepenaltybox.com, part of Channel Irk. And episode 1 has just been launched. So this is a test of the audio boot. The next message that you'll get will be via the audio boot website, audioboot.fm/irkpod. Also, of course, post it to Twitter, at irkpod, twitter.com/irkpod. And I look forward to taking you my next adventure. First time long-haul business class, first time to the Middle East, and second time to Europe. And first time on Etihad too. And I must say as well, first time as a Virgin Australia Platinum member. How good's that? Anyhow, I'm Eric. Thanks for listening. I presume at some stage I'll hear Ian from Canada comment from this, and also Albert from Wero. Albert from Wero. Ian from Canada. Talk soon, dudes. G'day, I'm Eric, and welcome to the start of my latest adventure. Dateline Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2014. I am at home at the moment, Tuesday morning. Not a cloud in the sky. Sounds very peaceful in my backyard. I'm about to start another adventure, and I am going to take you along for the ride. We're heading to the Northern Hemisphere again in what I'm calling Irk's Northern Hemi Wanderer. You know, I like to give names to things. And there's going to be some surprises for me as well as for you. Unlike previous trips, I have not planned this to the nth degree. I've left plenty of time where there's going to be some flexibility, and where I'm going to be heading to places where I necessarily haven't told a lot of people that I'm going there yet. I'm about 2 hours from being picked up. I'm actually getting chauffeured to the airport, and then I'll be flying from Sydney across to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates on Virgin Australia. And I'm actually travelling business class thanks to a points upgrade, so it will be my first long-haul business trip. You know, my first time being chauffeured to the airport, so that's going to be interesting. And my first time in the Middle East. From the Middle East, I'll basically be arriving by the calendar right at the end of Tuesday. Although, in Australian time, of course, it'll be Wednesday by the time that happens. With the flight leaving this afternoon at about 3:15. And not arriving into Abu Dhabi until about midnight local time, which from memory is about GMT plus 4. At the moment, I'm GMT plus 10. Or UTC, if you prefer. Spending a day in the Abu Dhabi, and then I'll be heading across to London. My first trip on Etihad. And then some time in London, going to base myself there for the trip. As I said, there's going to be some surprises. You're just going to have to come along and find out, just like I'm going to find out, because I haven't planned this to the nth degree at all. Looking forward to seeing some friends that I haven't seen for a while, which will be an awesome part of the trip. And of course, as I've been reminded, it is the Northern Hemisphere summer. And when it comes to the Middle East, I don't think it matters if it's summer or winter. It's just all types of hot. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, at IrkPod, where I'll be tweeting. And Facebook, facebook.com/channelIrk, if you would like to connect with me personally. And you can follow me along for the ride. These episodes, of course, will eventually find themselves onto the IrkPod podcast that you can find at channelirk.com, and I'll also be recording some material for some of my other shows that I do, including the newly launched Irk to the White Courtesy Phone about travel, and also On the Rails with Irk about trains and subways and whatnot. So if this is your first trip with me, welcome. If this is your multiple trip with me, welcome back. I'm just a, you know, average guy living in Western Sydney. I'm a train driver by trade. Do a lot of other things apart from that. But I'm basically taking advantage of an offer that I got that was too good to refuse when it came to my frequent flyer status. Speaking of my frequent flyer status, I'm now a platinum frequent flyer with Virgin Australia, and so I'll be taking advantage of that and also flying Virgin Australia, Etihad and ACME. Hello, Captain Jeff. Anywho, I've got under 2 hours to go. I'm mostly packed. I just have to pack some of my electronics up and my toiletries, have something to eat, and then the chauffeur will be arriving to drive me to the airport, which is a part of the business class fare. This is going to be so cool. Strap yourselves in and enjoy the ride. Dateline Sydney International Airport, Tuesday the 3rd of June 2014, day one of the trip. I was going to say my Pac American Circle. No, that's not the trip, it is the Northern Hemi Wanderer.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Snow General Airport forecast, and Zabatol City on Qantas Flight 11, shared service for that one on Pac American Airlines. This flight is now
And yes, in 2009, that would have been me. But today, that's not me. I'm not heading to LA or America. I am heading to the Middle East. This trip, the start of this trip, could not be any different. This trip has started so differently to the last trip, the American trip. Before the American trip, I had zero sleep before the flight. I'd worked the previous night, and then there was about 4 hours, 5 hours to go before I had to come to the airport. This time, had a good night's sleep beforehand. Last time, I got a train to the airport, and I'm a train driver, so I have no trouble with travelling on trains. This time, I had a hire car. I had a chauffeur, and a rather nice chauffeur at that, who picked me up from my house. About an hour later, I arrived at the airport, checked in, that was fine. No problem at all. Through the express lines for customs and border protection, and also security. And now I'm heading off to the first time to the Etihad Lounge. For the pre-flight parts, you know, the sitting, the relaxing in the lounge and that sort of stuff. And I feel so much better and so much more relaxed compared to the previous time when I did this trip in January. 1st of January 2014 I was here, and in fact I can see a Virgin Australia plane. I think this would be VA1. Which will be heading to LA. And for those Avgeeks at home, it is Victor Paparico, which I'm pretty sure was exactly the same plane that I took when I flew to America last time. Now, my plane will be similar, will be a 777, but not necessarily that one. That looks like it's a Gate 51. Yes, it is a Gate 51, which is where the US flights normally depart from. I'll be departing from Gate 57 today, and for the first time, I will be flying business class thanks to a points upgrade, the first time in business on a long-haul flight, as opposed to a transcontinental domestic flight or indeed a short-haul domestic flight. So that's going to be fun. I'll depart here at about 3:15. It's about 12:15 now, so I've got about 3 hours before the flight is actually due to depart. As I was saying to my chauffeur on the way here to the airport, flying in the middle of the week can be cheaper and it also seems to be less congested and more relaxed. And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm relaxing, I'm getting ready for the long flight. The flight will be about 15 hours and I'll be arriving around about midnight local time into Abu Dhabi. The last time I came through here in January, the Etihad Lounge was still under construction, and so I went to the Air New Zealand Lounge instead. So it'll be interesting to have a look at the Etihad Lounge. I actually haven't been there before, and I haven't deliberately had a look beforehand to see what it's going to be like because I want to be surprised. And here it is. Now I'm just about to enter the Etihad Lounge, so this will be a good preview for what I could be up for when I hit the Middle East later in about 15-16 hours after flying. Hello. Good, thank you. How are you? I have one boarding pass.
How's it looking today?
Good, thank you, and I think it's about to get a lot better. Feels like I'm already partway there. Haven't even left Sydney yet.
Is Abu Dhabi your final stop today?
Today it will be, yes. I'm spending a day there and then I'm flying on to London from there. Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is all.
Very light.
I've got all my things and carry on in the hold, so.
Okay.
Hello, thank you. No, thank you, I'm fine. Thank you. The last time I was coming through here, this was still being built.
Yes, we are officially tending to
go. Okay.
Unofficially since the 10th of March.
Okay.
So we're still fairly new.
Excellent.
So you did the
Air
New Zealand one last time.
I did.
Yes. A little bit different to that.
Absolutely.
So we've got the dining area, sitting area, in case you one side of comfortable where you can charge your iPads or anything like that. I would say along this side.
Excellent.
Or on the internet bar.
No worries.
A full a la carte option.
Excellent.
Please enjoy.
Thank you.
And give us some feedback.
No worries.
And once boarding commences, we'll come and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Champagne to start with?
No, I might just go to the bar and just have a look myself.
Okay.
That'd be
very
fine.
Good.
Thank you.
And lavatories and shower rooms are all straight down that way towards the bar.
No worries. Thank you. Hello.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. May I offer you a drink first?
Absolutely. What do you have, sort of spirits, bourbon, sort of wise? Okay. I might just start off with a Pepsi and then I'll get on to the spirits
Pepsi
a little bit later.
Ice?
Yes, please. Sure.
So, would you like to have lunch today?
Sorry?
Would you like lunch today?
I would.
Would you like to sit in the
dining room? Sure. Oh, yeah, he's fine.
You take a seat, I will serve you.
Okay.
That's
okay. Please, Jesse. Yeah, there's some on the couch too. It just happened in slow motion with the drink. It was just, yeah. Nothing, you know, these things happen, you know.
Get on you though, did it?
Oh, a little bit dear, but it's dry now, so I just got the sprinkles at the end.
Yeah.
The table and everything else over there caught most of it.
Yeah, good. The table can handle it better.
That's it. No problem at all, these things happen.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No, this is fine. I'll come for the spirits in a moment. Accidentally having some Pepsi spilled on me, this has been an excellent lounge experience so far. Absolutely awesome lounge. And it's really new as well. So everything's really clean and tidy.
Hi sir, how Hello. Are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Can I offer you a glass of Atlantic champagne, orange juice or water before we take off?
Orange juice would be fine, thank you.
Sure.
You take them.
So here I am on the plane, the first of many on this particular trip. Seat 5K business class, looking rather awesome.
No worries at all. 1, 2, 3. There you go.
No worries. Yeah, not me.
You got a better shot with the window.
Thank you very much, guys.
1, 2, 3. And another one.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on board Virgin Australia Flight VA29 to Abu Dhabi. My name is Paula, your cabin leader. Along with Kelly, your flight manager, we would like to extend our welcome to Velocity members, Delta Delta Airlines, Etihad, and our other international partner airlines.
سيكون أفراد طاقم ضيافة متواجدين اليوم
What you said is in the previous clip, but there was a ticket more than the other to set the next one. A girl signed seat and a girl for no smoking and fastened football gone. Place your cabin baggage either near the luggage or onto the seat in front of you. If you are seated at an exit row or behind a bulkhead, your bag must be placed in the overhead locker. Thank you.
So I'm in my seat, I'm one row away from the bar. There's a nice bar here in business class. There's a small little area because of the way that the walls are. Row 5 basically has a section to itself and it can be curtained off for privacy during sleep and whatnot.
Boys, this way, over here. Yeah, I know I'm silly. I head through this way.
Oh, no, that's what I think. When I take my kid away, I just sort of think, oh, I think I'll be 2 hours. Yeah. My wife and I always break up in the country, but I'm 3 hours.
And then we're going to start lunch. 5 minutes after 2 o'clock.
not too far to go. We're here, just a couple of roads.
GSM is going to be the heavier. It's
I'm going to go to the hospital. Sir.
Hello.
Hello. I'll come and talk to you now. I don't know if we're completely recorded, but have you ever travelled Virgin Australia International Business Class before?
No, first time.
Oh, well, welcome.
Thank you.
My name's Jessica. I'll be one of the crew members looking after you on today's flight.
Excellent.
I might go through a few things with you then just to make you a little bit more comfortable, but you know how things are going to go. Do you fly quite often, though?
I do.
Yes, you know the drill, basically.
Yeah, just usually down there.
Well, welcome. It's much nicer on this end.
You'll never go
back. In our business class cabin, we've got three lavatories. Closest to your convenience is right behind this bulkhead here. If that's occupied, there is another one on the left-hand side, right at the front.
Okay.
Try not to use the one on the right-hand side. It's a ladies-only lavatory.
Okay.
If it's an emergency and the others are blocked,
yeah,
I'm sure we can turn a blind eye to it.
Okay.
The bar is also located behind row 4 here. It's not a self-service bar for alcoholic drinks, so if you would like something poured, please let a crew member know so we can mix it up for you.
So there's a menu, I presume, in like the Invite magazine or something in there?
Yeah. So that's what I was going to go to next. We're going to commence a lunch service about 45 minutes after we've taken off.
Okay.
So take a look at that one. There's also a supper card in there, if I can get you to fill that one out for me and hand it back in so I can prepare your supper for you. We'll start that about 2 hours before we land into Abu Dhabi. Coming up to your seats are really self-explanatory. You've got light switch power boards down the back there.
Yep.
Underneath this armrest is your noise-cancelling headset, which plugs into the back there. It's just in a brown grey case.
Yep.
There's also your remote control with your core bell on it if you do need it.
Okay.
In-flight entertainment system is latched away down here. It just swings up and outwards. It's a touchscreen, really easy to use.
Okay, cool.
And this control panel is how you operate your seat. And when you would like to retire, please let a crew member know. We'll come and turn your bed down for you, make it a little bit more comfortable.
Okay, awesome.
Cool.
What are these like to sleep on? I've never slept on
these. They're pretty comfortable. Like, I can have a good solid 8 hour sleep on these. But I'm a bit of a night owl. Like, I have to lay down on the carpet. Fast asleep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Have you got any questions?
No, that's pretty cool.
All right, I'll leave it to it.
No worries, thanks.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
It feels like good morning, but it is actually good evening. It is rather late into the flight. Probably got about 45 minutes before we land. I'm recording, of course, from the toilet. I've just woken up. I had watched some TV, listened to some music, and then after dinner, I thought, you know, it's time to go to bed. Even though I was still in Australian airspace by the time that happened. So, not the best sleep I've ever had, but considering that I'm on a plane, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm just flying over Oman, and for about 45 minutes out of Abu Dhabi. So I've probably slept for...
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Well, good evening, rather. We do hope you managed to get some sleep during the flight. So we currently have around about 15 minutes to run before our descent point into Abu Dhabi. So if you're touching down early into Abu Dhabi, 15 minutes past 11 in the evening. Local time in Abu Dhabi at the moment is 10:32 in the evening. Temperature on the ground at the moment is a balmy 32 degrees Celsius. It's around about 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Now folks, so now is the time that you need to start packing away all of your belongings. Please place them in the overhead lockers or well under the seats in front of you as the aisles and exits must remain completely clear. And now's also your last chance to consider using the restroom prior to the seatbelt sign being switched on. Once again, folks, good evening.
So there we go, that's a rather good summary. I better go get ready. just getting ready to get dressed again. With the way that this works, I've got the bed where I was sleeping, and next to me I had a spare seat, luckily. And there's all curtains around, so it's fairly private. So it was rather cool.
يمكنكم الاستمرار باستخدام دورات المياه وأجهزتكم الإلكترونية حتى يتم إضاءة إشارة ربط أحزمة المقاعد وإشارة إطفاء الأجهزة الإلكترونية. يسرنا تقديم برنامج مكافآت فيلوسيتي، برنامج ولاء العملاء لشركة فيرجن أستراليا الحائز على جوائز مرموقة. يمكنكم كسب نقاط فيلوسيتي في كل مرة تسافرون فيها على متن شركة فيرجن أستراليا أو أي شركة طيران دولية شركة. بالإضافة إلى هذا، يمكنكم استغلال نقاط برنامج فيلوسيتي في رحلات جوية حول العالم. للمزيد من المعلومات ولكسب نقاط رحلتكم اليوم، يرجى زيارة الموقع الإلكتروني virginaustralia.com. تولي شركة فيرجن أستراليا أهمية كبيرة لآراء المسافرين على متن رحلاتها، ويتمكن الضيوف الراغبين بالإرلاء بآرائهم من تعبئة استطلاع آراء الضيوف من خلال قسم إنفو هوب في نظام الترفيه على متن الطائرة. نأمل أن تكونوا قد استمتعتم اليوم برحلتكم هذه، ونقترح عليكم الاطلاع
connections. There are two types of taxis available at Abu Dhabi International Airport. Meter taxis and limousines. If you're departing from terminals 1 or 3, you'll find both meter taxis and limousines at the clearly signposted taxi pickup area at the lower curbside outside Terminal 1, just a few minutes' walk from Terminal 3. Find out about the fixed limousine rates by checking the signboard at the curbside pickup point, which lists fares according to destination. These fares are controlled by Abu Dhabi International Airport. If you're departing from Terminal 2, metered taxis are available outside the terminal's arrivals area. If you would prefer a limousine, just ask at any of the customer service desks and one will be arranged for you. If you prefer to take a bus to the city, look out for the green and white 901 bus. Buses depart from the lower curbside outside Terminals 1 and 3 and outside Terminal 2. Abu Dhabi International Airport has most of the major international car rental companies on site. All car rental offices are open 24 hours a day. They are located in Sky Park Parking, opposite Terminal 3, just a short walk from Terminal 1 and Terminal 3. If you are coming from Terminal 2, Sky Park is a 5-minute shuttle ride operating every 20 minutes from outside the terminal. So that's about it as far as transport and other Abu Dhabi International Airport services go. If there's anything else you need,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Abu Dhabi Airport. Local time here in Abu Dhabi is 20 minutes past 11 in the evening. Temperature on the ground is 32 degrees Celsius, so which is about 94 Fahrenheit. Now for your own safety and that of the guests that are seated around you, we do ask that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until we arrive at the gate and the captain turns off the seatbelt sign. So if you know the head longer, please do be careful of any items that may have moved during our flight could fall out. Now, if you are transferring onto another Etihad flight within 90 minutes of arrival here into Abu Dhabi today, and your baggage has been tagged to that final destination, which generally means you will have a boarding pass already for that flight, you do not have to collect your baggage. Just follow the follow the signs to the transfer desk once you get inside. Now, if your baggage has not been tagged to that final destination, you will need to collect your baggage and clear customs before proceeding to check in for your next flight. Now, if you have not yet been issued with a boarding pass for your next destination, just inquire at the transfer desk. Now folks, if your mobile phone is within easy reach, you may turn it on now. Please just remember that use of a mobile phone in a customs controlled area is prohibited. Well ladies and gentlemen, it's certainly been our pleasure looking after all of you on board this evening. We do hope you've enjoyed your flight with Virgin Australia. On behalf of your entire crew, may we wish you a safe onward journey or a welcome home to Abu Dhabi. Thank you and good evening.
I can tell that they're driving on the right hand side of the road here. Wasn't that many cars out, although you should probably expect that at 11 o'clock in the evening. The hotel where I'm staying at is just across from the terminal, so I don't know if that far to go once I clear customs and immigration. It looks to me like they're building a separate new terminal to my right inside. At the moment, there's tremendous growth in the Middle Eastern region, both here in Dubai. Our major stopovers for the journeys between the Asia Pacific region and Europe. My original thinking was to catch a flight from here to Frankfurt and then catch a train to London via Germany and France, but in about a day's time, on Thursday, it's still late Tuesday as I record this, on Thursday afternoon I'll be flying from here, from Abu Dhabi, into London.
Ladies and gentlemen, the airport have advised this evening will be disembarking the aircraft via the forward stairs, where a bus will be waiting at the bottom of the stairs to transfer all guests to the terminal building. If you do require assistance, please remain seated until all the guests have disembarked and cabin crew and ground staff will assist. Thank you.
Thank you. Have you got a connector to anywhere else now? Are you here?
I'm here until Thursday, and then I'm flying to London.
Oh, it's going to be a nice little break here.
Yeah.
To do some work here is just purely a little rest.
Purely beach. Purely yeah, pleasure. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, and have you been to Abu
Dhabi
before?
No, first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you got some things that you want to go see?
Got really no idea.
Good. Have you been to Ferrari? Do you like cars or anything?
I do, yeah.
So you go to Ferrari World, that's really cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what else. Have you got enough time? You probably would like to go to Dubai. Would you go to Dubai? Have you been to Dubai before?
No, I haven't.
Dubai. If you go to Dubai, there's Atlantis, which is a really cool water park.
Okay.
If you want to go to some really nice bars, there's 360.
All right.
They take you out in a little buggy.
Yeah.
It's underneath the Burj Al Arab, the sail.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can do like sunset drinks and things like that, or you can go to Maristi Bar, which is a big bar on the beach too. Really nice.
Alright.
And then there's like the ski, there's the Mall of Dubai. Mall of Dubai, no, Dubai Mall.
Yep.
Dubai Mall. Is it Dubai Mall?
Yeah. Just a couple.
Where are you off to after
that? London.
Oh, there's a big aquarium in there and a ski slope. Mall of the Emirates in Dubai Mall.
If you just say where the ski slope is, it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's heaps of cool stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then there's the palace. Are you interested in mosques?
Not really.
The mosque is pretty cool.
The mosque here is amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not into mosques either, but it's just to look at it just blows your mind. It's so massive.
It's beautiful. It's really nice. But you'll have heaps of fun.
Yeah. Do you have any dramas being women here? Because I've heard a lot of people have issues.
No, we still have to cover up.
Yeah.
But other than that...
You get a few, like...
I get scared.
You see sometimes that hiss at you or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're like Google-eyed, like they've never seen a woman before, but...
Yeah.
And that's just because they're like
hairs out. Is worse. Like, I was in Kuala Lumpur and all these Indian people came up and started taking photos with me and I was like, no, and then all these people were lining up, like it was like I was a celebrity. I was like,
yeah,
but they just hadn't seen a blonde person there, so it was really weird.
Have you been to Japan?
They do look down on us though. They were like,
Have you been to Japan? Could you find the same thing in Japan?
Oh no, I don't think
China.
China, too bad
I did.
In
Beijing, I did have people coming up to me, touching my hair.
Really? Yeah. When I was a kid, Mum used to take me to the Whitsundays, Hamilton Island all the time, because so I had bright like. Red hair. The Asians would always come up to me and they would line up to take photos and Mum said she used to like hustle me through
and
all
the
time.
Like,
it was really long.
Yeah.
It was like down to my bottom. It was just shaking around.
But the people here do look down on us. We're definitely prostitute level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Emirates crew now provide, or the Emirates staff provide the Eddie had never provided any of their blonde crew scarf to wear on their days off.
Oh, okay.
Which means you're not a prostitute.
So you don't stand there.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So, which is why you get looks when you go to couples and stuff like that. Because you're like,
really?
I've seen women go. I had the information this lady, he sent me.
I was full covered up
and she goes, are you right? Like, I just want to know where the bookshop is. Hey.
You should have said how much.
It would have been a culture shock the first time you came here, though.
Yeah, it was a little bit, like, the first time. But we had heaps of, we go through training and stuff like that, like, the Virgin provides that for us before we sort of came. So it was good, like, we sort of knew what we were going to expect, but it is a bit of a, you know,
yeah.
You're not allowed to be gay in this country, so all the gay boys like it.
Yeah. Really pushing it up.
We're the only airline that flies into Abu Dhabi that doesn't have a crew member in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good record to try and keep.
Yeah, we'll get one eventually.
Yeah. Corey. It'll be one of them. Drunk on their own.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to be drunk either. They'll be drunk going, like a total queen. I'll go, gay and drunk.
How'd you go?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're doing so. I wish we had more things that we'd like to remember you.
Nah, that's cool. I'm used to that.
We will have a lovely trip.
No worries.
Will we see you on the return?
I'll be back on the return on about the 28th, the end of the month.
At the end of the month, I might even be on it, you know?
Who knows? I'll keep my eye open for you.
Yeah, sure.
All right, take it easy.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Thanks very much, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. See you later. Thank you.
I have arrived in Abu Dhabi. I've cleared customs and immigration, have my luggage, and now I'm on my way to the hotel. Just passing through the arrival hall now.
You should turn right or turn left?
Ah, there's where I need to go. There's a sign for the Premier Inn Hotel. That's exactly where I need to go. The longest part of the whole process was getting my bags. Had to wait for about 20 minutes for my bags, and that was with the bags being priority. And one of my platinum bag tags is broken already. First time using it and it's broken. The customs or the immigration control, passport control was fairly easy. Then you have to pass through another security check just like you get on the plane. And then it was just a little bit of waiting for the luggage. So there's lots of signs in English and, as you'd expect, Arabic. There's a combination of people wearing Western clothing and also local cultural clothing as a mixture. And I need to go up to level 4. On level 4 there's Budget, Payless, Dollar Rent-A-Car, Thrifty, Eurocar, Hertz, Nibad, whatever that is. There's a travel agency, Asian Golf Travel, a pharmacy, post office, McDonald's, O'Brien's, Irish Sandwich Cafe, my hotel more importantly, a couple of cafes and a lot more. Going up. Yeah, I feel great. Lots of sleep on the plane. Not the best quality sleep I've ever had, but lots of sleep on the plane. It's just after 12:30 in the morning now. Having to wait that long for luggage really delayed things. Thank you. Of the store on open in terms of like currency exchanges. Just walk past the bank, a bank that's open. Some of the things are closed, like the pharmacy. There's McDonald's. McDonald's is open 23 hours, that's handy to know. I know old Arabic being a language, and I know some people, in particular some work colleagues who are from various parts of the Middle East, but until you actually get here and you see the signs, it would be a very hard language to understand, because it's a very difficult language to read, and it would be a very difficult understanding, difficult language to speak. I have enough trouble speaking English sometimes. There's a lot of shops around here that are showing as opening soon. And I have arrived at my hotel. So here I am in my hotel room in Abu Dhabi. It's just gone 1 a.m, although of course because I slept on the plane I'm wide awake, but that's fine. Might just chill out, relax for a bit. I've got some things that I need to upload and send to the interweb to say hi, I'm in Abu Dhabi, and then I might go for a walk down to the McDonald's or whatever, get something to drink and whatnot. Got some currency I need to exchange. To the local currency as well. I've got absolutely no idea about that, but I guess I'll find out. I've got a guidebook to the hotel here. So, let me see. Yes, Waterworld is approximately 15 kilometres away. Ferrari World is approximately 13 kilometres away. What else do they suggest here? The Sheikh Zayed Mosque, which might have been one of the ones the flight attendants were talking about, 22 kilometres. The Corniche, 35 kilometres away, as is the Emirates Palace Hotel. Dhow Cruising, can do that. The Heritage Village is approximately 39 kilometres away, as is the Cafetar Park and Museum. What else is there? Now, there's no way I'm going to do or get all this. Okay, a daily free shuttle service is available to Corniche, Yas Island, shopping malls and other tourist attractions in Abu Dhabi. Shuttle service schedule is available at reception. So if I want reception, dial 0. I don't even know what the, can't even remember what the currency is called. Let me have a look here. The direction for Mecca is shown on the ceiling of your room, just in case you need to know where Mecca is. Some people care about that, I don't. Tea and coffee in the room. It's a wide range of TV channels, as I've been discovering. An international socket has been installed for my convenience. Let me see. What else do we have here? Checkout is at 12 o'clock. Praying mats and a holy Quran are available on request. Please contact reception. Doctor on-call service is available. Please contact reception. Anti-slip bath mats are available on request. Wouldn't you just do that anyway? There's a fitness room located on the rooftop. Outdoor swimming pool. Now, it's interesting. When I booked the hotel, the outdoor swimming pool, it's had a rather important typo. It said that there was a rooftop swimming pool. Now, we don't want that. We want to have a swim upstairs. And apparently, you can have good views of the airport from there. Business centre. Breakfast, cafe, lounge, Costa coffee, room service. The Premier Inn, Abu Dhabi International Airport, is located opposite Terminals 1 and 3. We'll be walking distance of arrivals and departure. Terminal 2 is a 5-minute walk away. A complimentary shuttle is available between the terminals every 15 minutes. Researchers say they found another reason to doubt the reports of their discovery. The controversy began when a member of Japan's Niken Institute claimed she and her team of researchers found an easy way to create cells that can develop... Okay, so there's a coach service available to Dubai as well. Let me see. And now it's just talking about things like sustainability, and then it goes into the Arabic section, which I won't even attempt to read, but yeah, it's not a bad looking hotel room. Bed's nice and comfortable, which I'm looking forward to trying soon. I should have a look, see if I can find on the roof where it says Mecca is. Let me see. What's that up there? Well, there's an arrow basically pointing out the window, so I'm not sure if that's the emergency exit or that's where Mecca is. I think that's where Mecca is. Yes, that'd be it. I think that would be it. Probably. I'll probably stay up for a couple of hours and then I'll head to bed and then see what Abu Dhabi has to offer me in the morning. Although, as I said, I might after I do my interweb stuff that I'm going to do, I might go for a walk down to McDonald's. And I drive Australian seeing the McDonald's logo, and on one side the word McDonald's is written in English and the other side is Arabic. Quite unexpected, really. I didn't really expect that. So from me, I'm Mac, thanks for listening, and good night from Abu Dhabi. Well, I've decided to go for a walk. It is 3 a.m. Decided to go for a walk to go to McDonald's. I have figured out that if I do a conversion on Australian dollars compared to the local currency, the dirham, $100 Australian equals 340 dirham. So we'll see how that actually works out for me. One thing that I should point out, Ian from Canada is following the trip already, and he asked, how did I spill Pepsi on myself in the lounge in Sydney? I didn't spill Pepsi on myself. It was the guy who was serving me. He was trying to put the he had the Pepsi bottle on a tray, and he was trying to put it down on the table, and it slipped and it went all over the table. The table copped most of it. I just got a little bit of it. But overall, it was the it was the guy who spilled it, not me. He couldn't stop apologising to me. You know, these sort of things happen in hospitality. No damage done, all good. And now I'm just walking towards McDonald's in the food court. Let's see what we can get at 3 a.m. I may or may not have to visit an ATM. And when I get there, I'll be able to do some price conversions. It's certainly nice and cool in the building. This is called Sky Park Plaza. Might have to find an ATM. Have a look for a Big Mac meal at McDonald's, and it's 20 dirham for a quarter pound of meal, same price. Fillet of fish meal, $18. I'd just ask the question. Hello. Do you take Visa card? Visa card?
Can you see? Yes.
Yes. Can I please have 20 McNuggets, no sauce?
Sorry, sir?
20 McNuggets, no sauce.
20?
Yes, please.
I have 6 McNuggets.
Let me see. Okay, I'll grab 9. The 9 pieces. Not the 9 pieces.
The 9 or?
I'll grab 9. The 9 piece meal, please.
1 9 piece meal?
Yes, please.
Drink, sir?
Coke, please.
Size room, you like?
At large.
Sauce, total another sauce, barbecue?
No, thank you.
How do you take away?
Sorry?
How do you take away?
Yeah, take away.
So you have 1 9 piece nuggets meal, yep. And slices of cola.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
What is this for them?
Huh?
the frontier. Double cheese, that's it?
Double cheese?
Thank you. And I have successfully ordered food in the Middle East. There we go. Well, day two of the trip is coming to an end. It's just approaching 10:30 in the evening, and it's almost 24 hours since I've been here in Abu Dhabi. I've made pretty good use of my time. Of course, I haven't got to everywhere where I was expecting to be. But yeah, I've got a little bit of an insight of what goes on here now, which is good. Next time I come here on the way back home, I'm definitely going to have to go over to Yas Island, check out Ferrari World and the water park and the Formula One Grand Prix circuit. That's probably the main thing that I'd want to see when I come back. But apart from that, it's all good. I've got more of an insight on how the bus system works. I have successfully navigated my way back to the hotel. I did need to change downtown somewhere to get back to the hotel because the A1 bus basically terminates at the Abu Dhabi Mall or the city terminal for the airport where you can check in downtown. So I needed to change somewhere, so I did that, and for the price of 6 dirham I managed to get back from the Al Marina Mall back here to the hotel. When I arrived back at the hotel, I went to the WH Smith store where I got the Pepsi from this morning. They charged me 4 dirham this morning for a drink, so I thought, well, I'll get 3 bottles because I'll need it overnight and this afternoon, or this evening I should say. So 3 bottles at 4 dirham each, I was expecting 12 dirham. But for some reason they gave it to me for 10. Not that I'm complaining, but it's all good. So I've got my accommodation booked now for London. I actually won't be staying in the centre of London, or pretty close to it like I did last time. I'm going to stay out in a different area. I'm going to stay down near Wembley, the famous football stadium, down in that general direction, on the Jubilee line. So the blurb says, a short walk away from one of the tube stations down there. So that's going to be interesting. And of course my flight to London tomorrow will be my first one on Etihad, and my first time of actually flying into London Heathrow. When I went to London in 2011, I actually didn't fly into London. I got the Eurostar from Paris, the train, and on the way out I flew out of Stansted, so I've never actually flown in or out of London Heathrow, although I've seen it on TV enough times, that's for sure. I was going to try and avoid it on this trip, but the way it worked out with what I've got planned coming up, well, it was just easier just to fly in and out of London Heathrow. So we'll see how we go. It'll be rather interesting indeed. So I think I'm going to try and get somewhat of an early night. Sort of get into a routine sort of thing in terms of the time zones and whatnot, although I did pretty well today considering that at one stage I had a look on Google and it said it was about 37 degrees, which I believe. I didn't do too bad. I had 4 hours sleep really, but I'm starting to feel it now. So I might just, you know, listen to a couple of podcasts and go to sleep, and if I fall asleep, who cares? Which reminds me, I should really set the alarm. So tomorrow I'll be leaving the Middle East and heading to London. Really looking forward to that. Anywho, hello to everyone who's listening. Albert sent me a message on Twitter basically saying I haven't caught up with your American troop yet, so then again, Albert, neither have I. I've been listening to everyone else's podcasts and that sort of thing. I want to just listen to those as they come in, and later on down the track, sort of remember how this trip went and the previous trip and that sort of stuff. And yeah, all good. Anywho, I should probably go and get some sleep. You might be able to hear I'm a bit tired. Good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening.